Okay, go ahead.
All right, praise the Lord. All right, so if everybody could repeat after me the Unaware Sins Prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I'm
Jesus,
not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any
In
sins.
the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
According to 1 John 1 9.
according to 1 John 1 9. Okay, praise the Lord. And let's just reestablish the kingdom of God in a whisper, those of us that know how to do that. We thank you, Lord, that the will of our Heavenly Father would be done on earth as it is in heaven for all of us during this Overcomers Church service tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's no infiltration of any demons, devils, or evil spirits, no distractions, no interruptions, no challenges. And we impart to all of us the peace of God, the healing power of God, the anointing of God. And the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And the angels of God encamp themselves round about us and protect us all the way up through the heavens above us and all the way below us through the core of the earth and stops at the gates of hell and 360 degrees around us. And for at least a 4 foot to 10 foot personal space around us, our vehicles, our homes, everywhere we go. And in 150 miles, there will be no disasters that happen to any of us or our families or our homes in any way, shape, or form. And we thank you, Lord God, for a great anointing tonight, breaking every yoke of bondage. The Holy Spirit is ministering and touching each and every person in the service tonight and meeting every need. And we thank you, Lord God. We praise you and we worship you as we receive what you are imparting to us tonight. In Jesus' name,
Amen.
amen. Okay, I'm going to pause the recording.
All right, praise God. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome. They were going to work on challenges of strife and establishing using the many scenarios today and get people back into do it. But right now we're going to do an Unaware Sins Prayer, establish kingdom of God, and then we're going to go ahead and put on the whole armor of God. So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I
Jesus,
am not aware of any
I am
sins.
not aware of any
In
sins.
the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
Now, ladies, you know how to do the establish the kingdom of God. Okay, ladies, you know how to establish the kingdom of God. Go ahead and do so in a whisper. It's an advanced prayer, so some of you may not know it. And we don't have time to really teach it right now. So those who don't do it, please do it in a whisper.
Right, it's a healing school 2 or 3, so you can take healing school and learn it. But meantime, we will cover you all in this prayer, so that there won't be any infiltration or obstacles from any demons, devils, or evil spirits, and we will allow the Holy Spirit to reign in this service in Jesus' name.
Okay, now we're going to put on the whole armor of God. Okay.
And, we do have on that armor of God because We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are co-heirs with Christ and we are seated with him in heavenly places. But we find that it really helps people to remind themselves and remind the devil that that is what we have as our benefits. And I find that when people start to do it, it really helps them become more engaged in becoming alert that we are fighting the good fight of faith.
Okay, so repeat after me. We're going to do this together. I put on
Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, name of Jesus.
Oh, this comes from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. This is the New King James Version. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I put on. The whole armor of God.
The whole armor of God.
That I may be able. To stand against. The wiles of the devil. For I do not wrestle. Against flesh and blood. But against principalities. Against powers. Against the rulers of darkness. Of this age. Against spiritual hosts. Of wickedness. In the heavenly places. Therefore I take up. The whole armor of God. That I may be able. To withstand all. In the evil day. Having done all to stand. I stand therefore. Having girded my waist. With truth. Having put on. The breastplate of righteousness. And having shod. My feet. With the preparation. Of the gospel of peace. Above all. I take the shield of faith. Which I am able. To quench all the fiery darts. Of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit. Which is the word of God. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication. For all the saints. And for me. That utterance may be given to me. That I open my mouth boldly. To make known. The mystery of the gospel. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we've been doing a lot of spiritual warfare at Awake 633. And one person from Florida said that it was a pastor's wife and another pastor. Some churches have joined us and it's very exciting. And she hardly ever gets headaches and she got this migraine headache. And she said, thank you for reminding me about putting on the armor of God. So she was praying privately to get rid of that headache. And everything she did was still challenging to not get rid of the headache. And the Lord reminded her to put on her armor of God. And when she put on her helmet of salvation on, the headache left immediately and she didn't have to do any more affirmations. So that was exciting. And then we got another testimony today that there's somebody who sometimes was challenged to have bad dreams, an ABCer. And that person also was on Awake 633 and heard that testimony and had been putting on the armor of God in the morning with us. And that person decided to put the armor of God on before going to sleep and slept through all night long without any interruptions, no challenges. And that was a very exciting testimony as well.
Very exciting.
And we're going back to basics. Like Pastor James says that every year, like he likes baseball. So every year the baseball teams go back to spring training.
Yeah, they work on their fundamentals. the basics, throwing, pitching, hitting, etc.
Even the catching, VIPs.
They all do.
And they the reason do. Why is?
Well, you got to get the fundamentals down. It's the foundation of everything. And it's very easy to get off the foundation and have challenges later on. So by making sure your foundation is strong, then everything is strong in you, in Jesus' name.
Okay, so even though this guy may be like a home run hitter, he's still going to go practice his batting. But if he's really great at batting, he might still have to get his skills to do some more actual running because he has to run to the bases. He also has to practice catching because what if he's assigned one of the bases or in the outfield or something like that? So he has to sharpen the other skills that aren't as good, right?
Exactly. And every batter has a batting coach. You know, I don't care how good you are, they have a batting coach that watches them. Because you can't stand outside yourself and see what you're doing wrong. Somebody has to say, okay, this is what you're doing now, because the little things will come in. But by making sure the foundations are good and solid, they have better years.
Okay? Yeah, so, so pastoring is like being a coach. So we get to help people, pray with people. When people come and ask us, you know, how can I improve in a certain area? Do not ask us that question if you don't want the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't beat around the bush, and we will tell you what we observe in a loving way so that you can work on the areas that God wants you supported in so you can become stronger. And then you will have more balance in your life and overcome the challenges in a better way. Okay, so we're going to go back to basics today. And I want you to put in the chat, are you using the mini scenarios on a daily basis? Using the mini scenarios on a daily basis or frequently? Let's see, put a one in the chat if you are. Okay. And some of you may not know what mini scenarios is. So this will be good for a review.
Now, there's no shame or condemnation. There's a lot of information at ABC. And sometimes it's like drinking out of a fire hydrant. So that's where we're going back and slowing things down a little bit. But this is a good foundational thing. If you haven't been doing it, then we're going to encourage you to start. Okay.
Okay. And so there might be information overload as well. But those of you that are doing it on a frequent basis, we're going to have some fresh perspective why this is important. And those of you that haven't been, it'll be really good training for you to see why it's so important. We're going to zip through this so that we can actually do it together. So it is activated for those of you that haven't done it before. Okay. So I'm glad that a number of you are doing it on a regular basis. And I'm going to show you why it's so important in your spiritual warfare. You may not realize as much as you think that you're doing it. We have really seen some greater benefits doing it. Okay, so here's the overview. This was written in 2019. So Pastor Joshua has lived successfully for at that time was 45 years, but now I can say over 50 years without the need of doctors and medicines. He was a pastor then, now he's apostle. So I didn't get a chance to upgrade and revise this outline. So Apostle Joshua, he has lived without the need of doctors and medicines by maintaining a daily strong spiritual warfare, which has enabled him to live a victorious, that's what Pastor James and I call victorious, virtuous lifestyle. And these mini scenarios will help you to accomplish the same thing in your life. Mini scenarios are particularly important when you do not have the time to complete the daily scenarios. And because they help you to get your spiritual warfare done quickly, but efficiently. Okay. And it is a quick way to drop a bomb on the enemy. If you are being attacked in any way, shape, or form, if you have challenges in your body and you haven't received the manifestation of the healing completely in your body, in your mind, inside your body, on your body, if you have any challenges in any way, shape, or form, financial challenges, relationship challenges, whatever it is, you need to increase your mini scenarios. You're not doing an offensive warfare. You're doing defensive warfare. And we need you to have your strategies to be stepped up, because we're finding that in these days, the enemy has stepped up his warfare. And that's why we're reminding you to put on your armor of God, because you need it, because there's so many more fiery darts coming at people. Okay. And if you are afraid of anything, you need to continue to confess that you're fearless and full of God's faith, and that you don't have the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a calm, well-disciplined, self-controlled, sound mind. And the Lord reminded me that we need to see the picture of that lightning storm on a regular basis to remind ourselves of who we are in Christ Jesus, that God's dunamis, dynamite, resurrection power is greater inside of us than anything that's happening coming against us. So as we are going through these mini scenarios as basic training to shore up and remind you and strengthen you that we are doing it so that you can fight bigger battles that are coming our way and not flinch. No, we're not going to, you know, give in to the enemy, that we are standing strong in Jesus' name. Amen. So doing many scenarios is waging strategic warfare with the demons. When the devil attacks you, he is choosing how, where, and when he is attacking. And he is trying to control the circumstances and condition. Strategic warfare means you are no longer in a defensive mode, but you are confronting the challenge head on in an offensive mode, using a winning strategy. In football, you have a defensive team and you've got a team that's on an offensive team. And the offensive team is the quarterback.
Very good, dear.
That throws it and tries to get the goal. And then when they lose the ball and the ball goes to the other side, then they put their defensive team out there, which are like the blockers and I don't know what you call those other people.
You're trying.
The really big guys that stand in the front of the line.
The linemen. Here.
And they try to get the ball back. Okay. So anyway, that's what we need to do with the devil. Okay. So strategic warfare means you are no longer in a defensive mode. We're not cowering. We're going after the devil. But you are confronting the challenge head on in an offensive mode using a what? We're repeating this. Say it with me. Using a winning strategy.
Using a winning strategy.
I'm going after you, devil.
Going after you, devil.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. I'm not putting up with it anymore.
Not putting up with it anymore.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Get under my feet.
Get under my feet.
Okay, so now you are now in control, not the devil. You are choosing your own time and location. You are actually making a daily schedule of appointment times with yourself to wage spiritual warfare against the devil, employing carefully selected weapons with your spiritual arsenal. In general, one of your weapons of choice will be doing specific affirmations, which are quick, precise, laser attacks against the devil and his challenges. Many scenarios integrate all these weapons into a massive synergistic release of the anointing of God against the enemy. So if you're doing many scenarios and you're still having challenges, you need to increase how often you're doing it. Okay. So here's the review of mini scenarios part one. The foundational mini scenarios help to create a lifestyle with the conditions necessary to support the general use of mini scenarios. These scenarios are considered foundational because they're grounded on the promise made by God that God will rebuke the devourer, but only if you're a tither. So don't skip your tithe. And if you have, repent of it and just say, Lord, I'm going to start tithing from now on. Pastor James says, you don't have to pay it back. Just repent of it. Then that's wiped clean. Start fresh. God will rebuke the devourer from you who's a tither and that which pertains to the tither. The tither's affirmation of this basic but extremely powerful promise of God is augmented by other affirmations on health and healing and also by the power of love, forgiveness, and communion. And that was a lesson that was taught by Apostle Joshua. Now, how do you tithe a tenth of your income to break curses on your life? You need to tithe regularly, but you need to confess your sins before you give the tithe and pray over your tithe, a prayer on that tithe. So make sure that you do that prayer. You can find that in the Morning Miracle book as well. Number two, confess your sins persistently, consistently, and frequently. I found if you don't do that on a regular basis daily, then you'll have a blockage to sin. Of that sin will be a blockage to your prayers. Forgive others and yourself.
And of course, that's why you use the unaware sins prayer. So you can do it repeatedly throughout the day. Okay.
Yes, because if you're not aware of the sin, then it could still block you. But when you do that, deal with unaware sins, then you will be able to still be in the covering of the kingdom of God. Do your affirmations for health and healing. Of course, you're going to be a loving, forgiving person and walk in the fruit of the Spirit. If you find that your temperature gauge, that you've lost it, you've had a challenge of being cranky or a meltdown, just forgive yourself, CRB, and move forward. Receive communion at least one time a day. And when you're doing it with these mini scenarios, it's part of the scenario. Okay. If you have great challenges, increase your communion. Types and purposes of scenarios. Here's a tactical warfare response. This is a non-scenario warfare. When a believer is under full-blown acute attack by the enemy, if you have severe pain in your body somewhere or difficulty in breathing or anything that requires immediate attention, it's best to respond in a tactical manner immediately. Be led by the Holy Spirit as you respond with a massive use of one or more of the following. Use the sword of the Spirit. Stop whatever's attacking you by affirming the promise of God and commanding that which is attacking you to stop and commanding your body to be healed, which is the word of God. Use the affirmations to thank God and remind the devil. Use the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the communion table. Confess your sins and do, of course, 1 Peter 2:24, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus until the pain leaves. We also want you to do a USP and do I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And from whatever the infirmity is by the stripes of Jesus as a tag. So it'd be like, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. And I have been healed from pain by the stripes of Jesus. And you say that at least 20 times in a row. And then you do it again. Here's a strategic warfare response. When you have time to act strategically, time to respond, not to a current acute problem, say, it's not a sharp, intense pain that just happened and you want to deal with it right away. But this is something that's ongoing and you're dealing with. That's when you use strategic to build your anointing and get closer to Jesus. You do the scenarios. So it's not an emergency. So the strategic warfare is not the emergency prayer. But when you prepare for your future miraculous victories, you're going to plan out and say, okay, I'm going to do my mini scenario for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Whenever the Holy Spirit tells you to, I'm going to do my mini scenario at 10 a.m. every day. Whatever it is, the Holy Spirit, you plan when to attack the enemy. Makes sense? If you're under a lot of attack, I would do it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And do if you're at work, there's a 1 minute mini scenario. If you're at home, do the 15 minute scenario. Okay. Praying each step together, all the steps have to be done in sequence together, has an explosive synergistic effect because jointly they form a mighty weapon which defeats the attacks of the enemy and causes you to overcome all challenges. So do them all together in the sequence that it's here. If you have to switch up the sequence because you're at work and you can't do worship right then, you can do worship later, or you can speak in tongues later. You can switch that up if you want to, just get them all in there during your scenario. But consecutively, don't do each part and take like 2 hours to get them all done. Do it in 1 minute, all of it, or 15 minutes, all of it, okay? So you want the foundation scenario, the individual items in this scenario are already part of the serious believer's lifestyle. It is recommended that you spend 10 minutes to pray for the following steps together once per day. Confessing your sins before you start. Forgive and bless all who have offended you. Declare that the windows of heaven blessing prayer over yourself and your family. Do communion, your affirmation. So the mini scenarios are for believers who do not have a lot of time in their schedule to dedicate to spiritual warfare. This is beating up the devil. Mini scenarios beats up the demons, devils, and new spirits. Mini scenarios stops all the attack after attack after attack, and then you get a victory and another attack and another victory and another attack and another attack and triple attacks and quadruple attack. You're not doing enough mini scenarios. You need to go against the devil and make it where you are planning how many times a day you are going to go after the devil. Pretty soon he's going to leave you alone instead of just, oh my gosh, I'm being hit by the devil again. Oh my gosh, there's another problem. Oh my gosh, here's another problem. Okay, we are warriors of God and you go after him and he will leave you alone. Believers who have serious and or painful challenges, but which are not life-threatening, do a mini scenario. Believers who received a doctor's diagnosis that you only have 3 or more months to live, you need to do the mini scenarios and beat up the ones trying to beat you up. Believers who are responding to specific challenges by modifying the scenario steps. The daily scenario, aka faith scenario, are for what? Why are you doing them? Believers, did you receive a doctor's diagnosis that you or a loved one has 3 months to live or a year or whatever they say, or that you could never get better? You need to do a daily scenario. Believers, the regular daily scenario, not just the mini scenario. Look that up on demand, daily scenario. These are very important, and they're more detailed and have a lot more power pack punch on the daily scenario. The mini scenario is what we're teaching today. So believers who are committed to receiving their healing from God through prayer, believers who prepare to spend 8 to 12 hours a day in prayer, that's someone who's been given a grave diagnosis and they're now just focusing on receiving their victory. Very serious believers who have no life-threatening challenges but are determined to become more conformed to the image of Christ. But most of us are in the mini scenario category, okay? That's why we're doing this. Why is it important to do mini scenarios? It keeps you protected because it's spiritual warfare against the attacks of the devil. Keeps you in the kingdom of God, because when you're not in the kingdom of God, you're open to the curses and attacks of the devil. When you remain in the kingdom of God and you stay in the fruit of the Spirit, if you're not acting in God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, self-control, you're out of the kingdom of God. You're open to attacks. That's why sickness can attack you again. So stay in the fruit. Very important. Don't get offended. Be forgiving immediately. Don't hold on to grudges. It keeps it. So when you're doing a mini scenario, it keeps the anointing strong to break yokes of bondage. It keeps you operating in the mind of Christ to hear the Holy Spirit's voice clearly. It keeps you from having too long of a gap since the last time you prayed, so the devil cannot sneak in without you realizing it. Most of you that are doing the mini scenarios now, number 5, you need to concentrate on the gap between the last time you prayed the mini scenario and the next time you do it. The devil may be trying to sneak in on you. So you need to do them more often if you find that you are in the middle of a big battle or have some challenges. Frequency, consistency, and persistency. That's what you need to step up to the plate here, okay? Many scenarios keeps you in a prayer of agreement, especially if a spouse or loved one is challenged and unable to speak much due to any challenge, including weakness, pain, or incoherence. Any loved one that has Alzheimer's or dementia challenge or is in a coma or in the hospital or is on medication that makes them sleep a lot or they just don't know these prayers, you can pray these mini scenarios mentioning that person's name. Okay, mini scenario keeps you in a mode of intercession for your spouse or loved one if they're unable to pray for him or herself due to challenge of sickness, memory loss, too occupied with work shifts. So if your loved one's still having challenges, you need to intercede for them more often with the mini scenarios. And it keeps you moving from a holy place to the holy of holies. So how do you do the mini scenarios effectively? Make sure you confess your sins. And if you don't know of any, do the USP, the unaware sins prayer. Make sure that you reestablish the kingdom of God. You should know these prayers already. If you don't know those prayers because you're not a healing school student, then just say, I thank you, Lord, that the will of my heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. I establish the kingdom of God in me, on me, and around me in Jesus' name. That will help. Worship the Lord. So if you're at work and can't sing to music on your phone and you're in front of other people, you could, do a bathroom break, close the bathroom door, and sing quietly in the bathroom a worship song. And just take 30 seconds, just 30 seconds. That's why I like that song, Anointing, because it's very short. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. That's all you have to do. Get the anointing going. That's all you need to do. A couple of seconds. Tongues, for a few seconds. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, practice. If you aren't praying in tongues, you are not getting the dunamis dynamite resurrection power that's inside of you activated like it should.
And if you're having challenges with tongues, let us know. We'll help you with that.
Amen. Do your affirmations and communion. So here's a scenario. You just do D. Here's a 1 to 3 minute scenario version that we could do together. Let's do together. And you can do the longer version that's down here, shows you what the 4 to 10 minute version is, just a longer version. And you can add any of these affirmations that applies to you or mix and match them. Here's a list of recommended affirmations, and you can say them for your loved one. Like, my spouse, family, and I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Here's another one. In the name of Jesus, my spouse, family, and I have the mind of Christ, and our brain and mind functions well. Okay, let's do this short mini scenario together. Okay, so repeat with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
Since the last time I confessed.
Since the last time I confessed.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Please fall fresh.
Please fall fresh.
And rest upon me.
And rest upon me.
As it says in Isaiah 11.
As it says in Isaiah 11.
Verse 2. Let's sing Anointing together. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. As we're doing this mini scenario together, we are using three powerful methods together that are separately powerful, but the Holy Spirit told us to do it together so that it will have a triple whammy against the devil. We are interceding for one another by doing this together and doing a prayer of agreement and unity. So this is why when you're doing it now with us, you will see that that bomb has gone off in the devil's camp, and you will get more release and more relief from any challenges that you've been facing. Let's pray in tongues for 10 seconds. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, just try to repeat what we're saying. You will get your own special prayer language, and you will be speaking your own words. If you try to imitate us, and you will get your own words. Okay, so now let's do these affirmations together. Repeat after me. Okay. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God has made.
God has made.
The words of my mouth.
The words of my mouth.
The meditations of my heart.
The meditation of my heart.
And the thoughts in my mind.
And the thoughts in my mind.
Pleasing to him.
Pleasing to him.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God has not given me the spirit of fear.
God has not given the spirit of fear.
Nor confusion.
Nor confusion.
Because I am fearless.
Because I am fearless.
And I'm full of God's faith.
And I'm full of God's faith.
And I'm full of God's power.
I'm full of God's power.
His dunamis.
His dunamis.
Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Resurrection power.
Resurrection power.
And I'm full of God's perfect love.
I'm full of God's perfect love.
That casts out all fear.
That casts out all fear.
And I have a sound mind.
I have a sound mind.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Holy Spirit helps me.
The Holy Spirit helps me.
To walk in the fruit of the Spirit.
To walk in the fruit of the Spirit.
In God's love, joy.
God's love, joy.
Peace, patience.
Peace, patience.
Gentleness, goodness.
Gentleness, goodness.
Faith, humility.
Faith, humility.
And self-control.
And self-control.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your body.
And I declare that I've been healed.
Declare I've been healed.
By the stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For your blood.
For your blood.
Which has set me free.
Which has set me free.
In Jesus' name. In
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and we're going to look at that lightning storm that God wants to remind you that the power in you, the God's power, is greater in you. And it eradicates all sickness, disease, that all demons, devils, and evil spirits flee from you because you are submitted to God and you resist the devil. And because of that, he's fleeing from you, knowing that he knows that you know who you are in Christ Jesus, and that you have the power of God and are executing it in your life on a daily basis. So I hope this encourages you to do your mini scenarios more frequently, more persistently, and more consistently in Jesus' name. And increase it when you're under attack, okay?
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight, Pastor Matthew is going to do communion, and Andrew is going to do the blood tonight. So do you want to do another? We just did the mini scenarios, so we didn't need to do another USP. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pastor Matthew?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Amen. Thank you, Father. We come before you now, and we thank you, Father, for your word. Your word tells us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body broken for you." He said, "Take and eat it." And we thank you, Father, because we know then that Jesus, his body was broken for us as he was whipped and beaten, so that he bore in his body sickness, pain, diseases, infirmity, so that we don't have to. We thank you that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Let's take now the bread, the broken body of Jesus.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Okay, and thank you, Pastor Matthew. Pastor that Matthew. Was great. And Andrew, you should be able to unmute.
Okay. After the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus also took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, the New Testament, which is shared for many of the remissions of sins. Thank you, Lord, that we are one of many who accept the covenant of blood. You provide the blood, and we receive the covenant by providing my body, not as a sacrifice of death, but as a living sacrifice, a sacrifice of obedience unto life. And we choose to die unto self, but live for you. As we drink this blood, we remind Heavenly Father that Jesus said that if we eat his body, which we just did, and if we drink his blood, which we are about to do, then we shall never die, but we shall live forever. Lord Jesus, we shall be alive and be remaining when you return, and we shall be given a fully glorified body, and we shall put on immortality. And we now drink of your precious life-saving blood. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by stripes of Jesus. Are we ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Okay, a lot of people have been saying that our connection was going in and out. We didn't see that on our Zoom, and our Wi-Fi says that we've been secured. But if you miss some of the teaching, especially those that are doing mini scenarios on a regular basis and our recommendations for you to step up the warfare, we'll be getting this hopefully by tomorrow, Pastor Matthew, to Pastor Matthew and all the catch up that I need to do for the last three teachings. Hopefully will be up, I'll get it to him tomorrow to be on demand. And the recording should not have those challenges. So you can go back and listen to this recording. I think it's very important if you're going through a lot of attacks to go back and listen to this and step up your warfare and how to use these in a more strategic manner so that you can go after the devil in a greater manner to stop those constant attacks in your life, and it will work. Okay. Those of you that haven't learned yet how to establish the kingdom of God, just say the prayer. I establish a kingdom of God in me, on me, and around me in the name of Jesus. And the will of my heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven in my life in Jesus' name. And that is a quick version for you until you can learn the whole thing when you go through healing school. Okay. All right. And Pastor James, do you want to recruit two people for communion for next week?
Yes. Okay. So any volunteers or do I have to draft somebody? Oh, okay. Sharon Crane, I knew you were going to come up. Okay, I'll do Sharon Crane for the body. And
who wants to do communion with Sharon next week?
Susan, will you do the blood?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Excellent.
All right, do you want to close in prayer?
Definitely.
I feel like there's a lot of people that have been going through multiple challenges. And we are going to agree with you tonight that stops in Jesus' name. And as you do these mini scenarios, you will see that it will help you in that. But I think Pastor James can help to kick that off tonight.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for the people who have come here today. We thank you, Lord, that they have victory over these challenges. And they take these many scenarios, and they start the foundations right. They build up their both defensive and offensive warfare to push the enemy further and further away from them. And that they can be an example to others, that they can draw people to you, Lord, because their victory is in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I bind up every demon, devil, and evil spirit that's trying to come against any ABC-er with any kind of attacks in Jesus' name, that we join together tonight in agreement. And we or two or more agree on anything on this earth that shall be done by our Heavenly Father. So we command you to cease and desist your maneuvers in Jesus' name. ABCers are people who confess their sins. They're people who walk in forgiveness. They're people who are tithers. They're people who do their affirmations and prayers. They are more diligent than most Christians and we know on this earth. So stop it, devil, in the name of Jesus. Get back under our feet where you belong. We are the head, not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And I thank you, Lord God, for victory for every single person. And I thank you for praise reports that as we come together in agreement tonight, that all strife stops, all demeaning spirits, because it says that a scoffer spirit goes in with strife. And we bind that up. We bind up confusion and every evil work. You will not prevail against any ABC or against any of our family members. And we thank you, Lord, for unity, for harmony, for love, for peace. We thank you, Lord God, for those reconciliations. And we join together as the family of God, moving together to overcome every challenge and in agreement with each other that everyone is an overcomer over every challenge in Jesus' name. And everyone that agrees says,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.